Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer.
I didn't know that.
What's up, listeners? Welcome to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. We're going to start things off a little different here tonight, and we got some really good topics because we start officially our October episodes. So, of course, everybody knows that the October episodes, we do go through some Halloween stuff, and of course, we have enough planned and plenty on the agenda. So, if you think that this episode is really just kind of going through the current events, stick tight with us because there's a lot of Halloween to go around. And I know Jenna, she's a huge fan of the Halloween season, right, Jen?
I don't know about huge.
Uh-huh.
You know, fall is definitely not my favorite of times.
Yep. And let me just say, welcome.
Welcome to fall, well, yes.
Yeah, welcome to fall.
Yes, the leaves have not started changing yet, so I'm not mad about it as of this time. But you know what I am pissed about? That it's cold in the mornings when I go to school.
Yep.
And like, I'm not ready to put my shorts away yet. So I just freeze on the way to school in the morning.
And you know, I was kind of thinking that too, because we kind of got spoiled like in the summer with some of that nice warm weather. The only downfall to it was a little bit of a rainy summer. Not going to lie. We had a lot of precipitation this summer.
Yeah, lots of rain.
But I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for, obviously, the festivities and everything. So, welcome aboard. Jen's with me tonight, obviously, because, hey, that's what sidekicks do. We're both each other's sidekick here.
We are. We're also the main stars.
We are. We definitely are. So, I just got back tonight. I just got done having an anniversary meal with my wife. We went to AV in Scranton.
Oh, nice. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And it was pretty good. I mean, I want to give them a little bit of a shout out here in the beginning because great food, great atmosphere. And I know it was probably months back, maybe a full year ago. I remember them posting that an article. They said that their place is haunted. Do you remember reading that or hearing about that?
Yeah, I figured that's why you wanted to go there in the first place.
Well, I mean, that was the plus. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. But no, it is haunted. I mean, it does have a little bit of an eerie vibe because, like, it's a big building. Like, when you go in there, like, they have real tall ceilings. And they have this very massive wooden staircase that goes up into a second level. And I remember even the first time just being there, it was kind of, like, it just had that old school, that really old setting look to it. And then hearing about that later where it was like, wow, we went there for my bachelor party. I remember that was where the bachelor party dinner was at AB. Okay. And sure enough, they say it's haunted. So I thought that was pretty cool. I was thinking about that like every other 10 minutes, you know, during the dinner and everything. I didn't want to bring it up to Lauren because she'd probably be like, stop, you know.
Yeah.
Lauren's not a big fan of the paranormal, if anybody knows her.
Nope.
So, but yeah, no, we had a good meal. Everything was good. And then we went over to 16th Ward. That's another place that I would recommend to our local listeners.
Yeah,
they have really good pizzas there.
Like the flatbreads, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had one of those. We split one of those. So now imagine that. We go from having a meal, right? And Lauren, you know, she wasn't pleased with her meal, but it was a little bit of a smaller portion. So she got a little bit of a pizza, and it was pretty good. It was hot honey chicken. Not bad.
Oh, nice.
And they had
a
really great beer.
Did they use Mike's hot
honey? No. This actually tasted like a homemade sauce to it. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
Because, like, but if you're looking for, like, a good, like, you know, accessory to chicken, Mike's hot honey, check it out.
No, Frank's, they sell that in a bottle?
No, it's Mike's.
Mike's.
Yeah.
But they sell that in a bottle. You could get that in the grocery store?
Yeah, it kind of looks like, you know, like the top of the Bears. It's like, you know, like that flip top.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same kind of like flip top, but it's not a bear.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe for copyright, they can't use that same bottle, you know?
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, check it out. AV in Scranton, 16th Ward in Scranton. Another big plus side is that both places actually had a really good beer list. And AV's got a great wine list.
Ward is fantastic with their beer selections. I love the big chalkboard.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing is they don't name them by the beer. Like, they only name it by the type of beer you have, because their stuff is on Untappd. That's an app that everybody goes to log in their beers and say, hey, I'm here. I had this. It was a draft, or it was a bottle, can, whatever. But it's really good. Like, I like their style of how they set that up, because it's like, oh, okay, so they have a brown ale. And then you ask them about the brown ale, and they come out and they tell you all about the brown ale. And I think I like that, because it engages you to have that conversation with the server, and they know those drinks, they know those beers ahead of time, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I like, is that communication and engagement. It's really good with the servers over there at the 16th Ward. So,
good people.
Yeah, good people. Good stuff. But other than that, I know we have some topics tonight. Tonight we enter episode 67. I am the dog. The big bad dog.
Yes.
And of course, that's part of the lyric of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I mean, everybody knows the show, and they've probably heard that song before. But then South Park also made it comical, too, with Cartman's version of Dog the Bounty Hunter, a.k.a. Hall Monitor.
Yippers.
But I guess, I mean, I would really like you to start tonight's topics off. I mean, we wanted to touch base on this topic now for the past couple weeks. But of course, going with regular schedule and knowing what our episodes were dealing with the past couple weeks, we held off on this. And I think it's actually a really good time, because there's a lot of news flowing. There's a lot of stuff that's coming up current. So I'll let you take this. We're going to go into Gabby Petito.
Yeah, so like, I'm sure everybody is familiar with the story by now. Her boyfriend, fiance, whatever we're calling him, he's still at large. And
Ryan Laundrie.
Yeah, when we were, I was just on TikTok, like, the one night, and I see that, Dog, the bounty hunter,
right,
showed up at the parents' house, and I was like, what? Like, are we for real right now?
Yeah.
So.
Kind of like... Yeah, kind of. I mean, that kind of catches you, like, quick to be like, wait a minute, is this really happening?
Yeah, so Dog has showed up and joined the hunt for this Brian, and he found the campsite that...
Yeah, he... Yep.
Like, Brian and his parents, like, stayed at, like, when he got home from their trip, which I think is wild.
Yeah, there's something going on there. And even through this whole experience, maybe you could agree with me on this, the parents have to know something.
Like, sure of it.
They are definitely hiding details. And, I mean, obviously, people are kind of putting the puzzle pieces together to say that if the parents are involved, is this considered obstruction of justice?
Yeah.
I think it 100% is too.
At this point.
You know? I mean, that's...
For sure.
That's association. I mean, you're... I don't know what the technical terms are in, you know, investigative law and everything that goes on, but I mean, I would definitely think that there's assistive activity there if there's involvement, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, it's a crappy story. You know, the big thing about it that I think back is that, you know, the news, the media, even social media, they blew this up to be such a big story, you know?
They did. They 100% did.
Yeah. And, I mean, surprise. I mean, a lot of people caught wind of this, and it's like everybody, like, partaked in it now. Like, they want to be part of the investigation. They want to help find Gabby, you know? Yeah. And I thought that was a pretty strong movement. I know there's obviously the other swirls and conversations going on, but I'm not going to get into that. I mean, the fact of the matter is that something like this that's going on, it's just the previous stuff. That's what's alarming to me, Jen. Like, if we go back and we look at, okay, the video that came out of the body cam with the cops.
Okay.
I mean, even that right there was like a red flag, because how and why did the cops not do anything or engage with this immediately? Like,
I don't know.
It's just, there's a lot of question marks all over this. You know what I'm talking about, like the body cam where she was sitting in the back of the SUV.
Yeah, like I didn't like, so the video that, like, you know, I saw on like YouTube, it was like an hour and a half, and like, I'm not gonna lie, did I sit and spend that much time looking at it, absolutely not. I did not watch the video for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just saw, like, the kind of little snippets here and there.
Right. But what'd you get out of it, though? I mean, do you think that there's, you think there's something fishy there?
I don't know, because, like, everybody has bad days. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say, like, one way or the other, but, you know, they refuse to press charges against each other, so there's nothing you can do.
Okay.
You know?
And I mean, you know, the story's kind of typical. It kind of falls into a place where it's like, listen, they're kids, they're young, they're 22, 23 years old. You know, young couples have fights all the time. You know,
yeah.
And I was trying to even acknowledge that at the point. Like, were the cops considering that? Like, listen, it's a young couple. You know, they're feuding, they're fighting. You know, and is that the fact of the matter that it's a slap on the wrist? Like, knock it off, guys. You know, get back in your car, do what you're doing. You know. Like, I just kind of got that was the notion, like, but I don't know. There, even her body language was really weird in that video. Like, I mean, I feel like she was trying to say more, but she couldn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely something to that, you know?
Yep. So I guess the body cam video that came out, and of course, after that, that's where, you know, all shit hit the fan.
Because now,
all right, she's missing, you know? Now there's a search going on. And I mean, there was a lot of involvement to it. A lot of involvement. I guess the timeline, it does clear up. It does end. Would you say it ended pretty soon? I mean, did they find her? Did they, you know, like, how would you? I guess what I'm trying to get at, do you think the search was successful, like, in the timeline that they fit?
Yeah, like, they, like, once, you know, they started looking for her, they unfortunately found her body, like, a couple days later.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember, like, the area where they were is, it's a huge, like, national park, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, this is, like, some of your forte, because I know that you like crime scene, you like forensics, you like the science. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, the one thing that I was really hoping, like, the day that news broke, that was like, oh man, they found a body. And then they assumed, because based on the findings, it did resemble, you know, Gabby Petito.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of killed me, because I was like, yep, this is going to be the end. I mean, this is, you know, the coroner's already involved. They're going to analyze it. And maybe a day or two, we're going to find out that, it's definitely her. No question about it.
Yep.
So the results came in, and I mean, it's a sad situation. They had her memorial. The family did lay her to rest, I guess. But yeah, the awesome thing about, you know, I mean, getting to see what's going on now is that, like, law enforcement is pursuing this. They are looking for Brian Laundrie, and I hope they nailed this son of a bitch. Nail him 100%. Don't go easy on him. This kid is a crook. He is vile. Obviously, he's in the wrong. I cannot see any positive outcome come out to this and support him.
No.
So I guess, and I want to throw that out there, like, me and you could probably agree that, listen, there's no room for supportiveness on his side. Everything right now is such a red flag.
It 100% is.
So, well, how about Dog, though? Now, in the next couple days, we got Dog the Bounty Hunter. Banging on that screen door.
Yeah. I'll never forget seeing that for the first time. I was like, what? What is going on?
What killed me is, did you hear about this? That, like, social media blew this up, and it's like, of course. Guys, like, missing in 2 years. Which kind of pisses me off, because he lost his wife to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, now, the audacity of everything is that you have all these trolls, these little buggers out there on social media, ripping the whole thing apart because, oh, it's just a publicity stunt. Dog's trying to make a name for himself, and he's trying to maybe get a show back or something. Like, who the fuck thinks about that stuff? You know? Like, I mean, I get it. It could pop up. I mean, I even thought maybe, too, you know, is this something that he's trying to, maybe just getting some spotlight of it, but he seems really legit. Like, every interview that he's had on media, the networks and everything like that, he's not breaking his code. And what I mean by his code is, like, his demeanor is the same, his initiative is the same, his goal is the same.
Right, it's just...
He wants to find the son of a bitch.
Board. Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, I think it's awesome. I love that dog's involved. I mean, I think right now it's like one of those things like, hey, every day we're looking for dog updates. Did we get him? Did he catch him? Yeah. Do you think Dog is going to find him?
I don't know.
Before the FBI.
I hope so.
I think that would be cool.
Give the good guys a win for once.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give the good guys a win.
Give them credit. And of course, people are shitting on that. It's like if Dog finds him first before the FBI, I'm really going to question the justice system.
Yeah, didn't you send me that quote?
Yeah, I got that right off of Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, okay, I get it,
but I don't know. I feel like this is his job. This is what he's trained to do. You know what I mean?
He hunts people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, have we not watched the show, ladies and gentlemen? What has Dog done? He's gotten into an SUV. He's found his little person of interest, taken him in, given him his last cigarette, and aloha, God bless, and on to the next.
Yeah, right?
So, it's nothing different. Anything that you want to add to it, though, about, like, Gabby Petito? Like, is there any other, like, details or any other, videos, articles?
Story.
It is a sad story.
Just a sad story.
But, you know, we're pretty supportive over here about it, you know. We are part of the movement. And of course, we want to see something good come out of this. We want to see the closure.
For sure.
Okay. So I think we're good with that. Skipping out of the next here. So we got Gabby Petito, Dog the Bounty Hunter. So we go back onto a topic about the moon.
Yeah, you wanted to discuss something.
Yeah, and real quick, people. The moon is now falling out of the sky. Oh, my God.
When you texted me today, I was like, what?
Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, people are literally going nuts over this. Like, this is, like, they think that the world is ending. They feel like somebody wrote that this is where the moon is going to lose. It's gonna knock itself out of our orbit. It's going to actually fall from out of the sky. The moon's not going to be in existence anymore. The sun's going to move closer to the earth. Okay. I was like, first off, where are we getting that information from?
Yeah, absolutely you know? Not.
And I mean, could you agree with me on this? Like, let's be science, because we love science. We praise science. We go to science first and above and on everything, you know? This is a proven fact that the moon has been moving away from the Earth.
Yeah, it's like every single year. A year. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Approximately, right?
Yeah.
So it's not news.
No.
Personally, I don't think it's anything to be concerned of. There's no alarms here. There's no flags.
I wouldn't think at this point in time, no.
And then, of course, people are like, oh, is this because we had so much precipitation and so many hurricanes? Like, are the tidal waves in the ocean, is it reacting to this? Well, I mean, I don't know the weather phenomena.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to preach on that, but I mean, could be a factor, maybe. It could be. Could be. I don't know the science behind that. But point being, it's not the end of the world. The moon is not going to fall from the sky, people. It moves, actually, every year away from the Earth.
That it does.
So, and of course, the reason I brought this topic up was because my math class, you know, they were mentioning this. And I said, okay. You know, because this was actually happening during the week. And I said, okay, I'm going to mention this on my podcast this week. I said, it's kind of funny that everybody's joking around about it. You know, we talked about social media. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make a math problem out of this.
Yeah.
Yep. And Jen, you might like this. All right. You might like this. Here's the math problem. Let me go to my handy dandy cell phone here. I just pulled the Blue's Clues pop culture reference there.
Yes.
Okay, so here it is. The moon today is approximately 238,900 miles from us in distance. The moon each year moves away from the Earth approximately 3.78 centimeters. How close would the moon be to the Earth 1 billion years ago? Express your solution by converting. Show distances in miles. So that is for my math class. I want you guys to think of that math problem. I did this today. I have all my math written out. And I will say, there is a little bit of a lengthy process to the conversion. So there's multiple ways that you could do this and break it down. Will I say there's probably one method easier? Possibly. But the way that I did it, I wanted to make sure that I went through the right measurements to get to the closest numbers and then make it easy in the end.
Okay.
So, but yeah, this is us practicing and playing around with conversions.
There you go.
Are you going to try and do this math problem?
No, I'm not. I don't have my conversion goggles on right now.
Like, you got to
really want me to, I can.
Oh, I guarantee you could. I was thinking you were going
to
say something
the
else.
Now?
No, don't. don't.
I'm going to give you the kiddos the answer.
No, don't.
I thought that was the point, so you can do some teaching there, sir.
No, because, you know, anybody could just use Google, Jen.
Oh, would you pull it from Google?
No, oh, okay. But I'm just saying, because they have conversion tools that you could use in the browser, so.
Oh, shut up, really?
Yeah, but the problem is with this is that they can't use Google. They have to show the math.
Okay. Good.
So, boo-ha-ha-ha. All right, so I'm looking forward to those answers, guys. We're going to talk about that this week.
There
all right?
Go. Heads up.
All right, so from the moon and back, right? We go to our next topic.
That's going to be... So there's been a lot of hype about Venom. Venom mm-hmm. 2 just came out this past weekend, yesterday technically, since it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I didn't love the first one. So to be quite honest with you, I have like zero, I have zero hopes for the second one.
So you don't think the movie's going to do good?
I don't know, like... I didn't like the first one, so...
Okay. And I can agree with you. I think the first one was kind of... It was okay. It wasn't good. It was okay.
Yeah, like, I saw it once, you know?
Right. And like, I think, like, my mentality is if I saw it once, I think that's all I need.
Well, like, so I loved Eddie Brock. I loved mm-hmm. the Venom character. But just, like, I just feel like we got a dog shit story.
Yeah. Like, a way to introduce it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish there was more background to it, like, in
there
the comics.
There was more development, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, yep. I don't know, like, all the hype has been around this movie for a while, and, like, Woody Harrelson does not do a bad movie. So, like, that's, like, one of the only things giving me hope here.
Yeah.
And our buddy Zach saw it, and Zach saw said that it was phenomenal.
Yep.
He actually said I should make it, like, a priority to see it, and I was like, but, you know, like, when I got some time, so will.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing. Time right now is definitely not of the essence, especially for us.
Yep.
But here's one question I have for you. Is it available on HBO Max? Can people watch it there or no? Okay, so it's not available there.
Negative.
Okay. So that rules that possibility out. So it's only a theater.
It's only in theaters, yeah.
Okay.
Only in theaters.
Yeah, I just asked that because, like I said, I know a lot of movies have been coming out to that release of both, you know?
Only, like, the Warner Brothers. HBO Max is Warner Brothers. Okay. So.
Well, and Venom is Sony, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yep. All right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, yeah, the big thing that I'm more interested, though, is because, you know... The internet works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, but don't you say it, because I've been avoiding,
no.
So...
No,
if you
and
know
that's
what
one...
it is, don't you say
no.
it.
No, it works in mysterious ways. I get that. I know exactly what you're saying, and you're probably saying, Matt, don't do it. Don't do it. And I promise. Weekend. I've only seen enough just to see the front headlinings of articles. I refuse to read into them. So right now, I've also been limiting myself off of social media so that I don't see something that I don't want.
Okay.
You know, but I did call this. I did call this and said, you know, I think that this movie is going to make somehow an MCU connection. And I think a lot of people, not just me, not saying that I'm getting the credit here, but I think a lot of people were also thinking about that and getting in on that idea that MCU was going to combine it. Okay. You know, somehow, some way it's going to relate.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. If the rumor does stay true to what they are supposedly saying, I just want to know how it goes down. That's all.
Yeah.
But sure. I don't want somebody ruining it for me.
Yeah, that would be absolutely horrible.
So, and you're right. I mean, Venom 2 is getting really big hype right now. So far, it's got good ratings. I mean, that could all change in a week, you know. But yeah, definitely.
Venom.
So, get out there and go see Venom, guys. Eddie Brock, I mean, we're waiting for you.
Yes.
And just one more thing, too, about that thing with Carnage. You're right. Woody Harrelson does not play a bad role in a movie. Especially no. Recently. Like, I mean, go back to, like, The Hunger Games and everything like that. He had a great role in those series of movies, too.
Yeah, lots of stuff he's been in.
Yep.
Lots of things.
So I agree with that. He doesn't make a bad movie. All right, so let's move on. Let's go to the next topic.
All right.
We have Netflix series, right?
Yeah, clickbait.
Okay.
So this has been trending at number one for a while, guys. So Matt convinced me to watch it, to make some time and watch it. And I think that it was a good watch.
Okay. Anything that you want to break down, talk about?
Right from the beginning, I guess, I had somebody, I don't know, are we going to talk about spoilers?
Yeah, we could do that.
So yep. this is your spoiler alert. If you do not want to know how Clickbait ends, then shut this off and we'll talk later about it. So I thought, like, right from, like, one of the first couple episodes, that it was the friend, Matt, the coach at the school. What was it? The wife shows up and, like, the players are trying to, like, talk to her.
Yeah.
And, like, he, like, shoos them away. I was like, that's suspicious. I'm like, he's dating all of these young girls. I'm like, and then our main character, I don't remember his name though. What was his name in the series? Do you remember?
We're not talking about. Wait, so Matt was the coach. He was the volleyball coach.
Yeah, the guy that died.
Oh, the guy that died. Okay, so that was the brother.
Yeah, there was a brother and sister.
Yeah, that was Nick Brewer.
All right, so Nick. So I thought that, like, Nick found out because he was the physical therapist.
Yeah.
And, like, Matt killed him because he knew that he was hooking up with these youngins.
Yep.
That's what prediction was.
And, I mean, I'll agree on that.
I came real close to, what, the last episode?
Yeah.
And I almost had it. I almost had it.
And then it turned out
to be the computer lady.
Yep. I caught on to it. Here's what happened. I was thinking it was Matt, just like how you thought. Maybe there was something suspicious about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the thing that hit me first, obviously, was the fact that, like, the girls tried coming up to... It was the wife at the memorial service for Nick.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, she thought that was kind of, oh, okay, what's that all about, you know? And I thought, you know, okay, well, this could be a red flag. But you know what, though? Being that it happened so early in the episodes, I kind of wrote it off and I said, no, there's got to be something more to it. It just doesn't add up. I mean, I know it's pretty probable. And yeah, it could make an interesting storyline in the future episodes ahead.
Okay.
I just thought it would be too typical. And that's why I wrote it off. I just think, like, listen, if they're trying to create this series... I mean, it's kind of already ruined right now because that's the major projection, you know?
Right.
So then the rest of the episodes are just trying to figure out how Matt did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I'll be honest with you. I was not expecting the outcome.
The computer lady? No, yep, I wasn't either.
I was not expecting that. That slapped me in the face. That slapped me so hard in the face that I was like, wait a minute.
Yes. Like, especially because I'm like, when the young boy, his son, Nick's son, like, shows up to, like, the house and there's, like, a truck in the driveway. I was like, oh my God. I was like, Matt is going to whoop your ass. Like, don't go in there. Don't go by yourself.
Yep.
Like, these are all things that, like, you shouldn't do. And then the lady from work opens the door, like, the administrator.
Right.
And I was like...
Oh, what? No.
I'm like, is this a joke?
Yep.
And yeah, then it wasn't. It turns out that she was catfishing all these young girls like a crazy person.
But it was so dark, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I mean, if you look at the outcome of how this happened, like, you took... And I guess that's what makes it interesting, is that this lady portrayed in the clickbait series, she was, like, the sweetest lady that you could talk to. You could have conversations with her. And I guess that goes to say, like, listen, don't trust anybody. But, like, she played it off where it was like, my God, I would have never expected it. Like I said, it just got so dark knowing the details, like, how she was involved, what she was doing. Like you said, she was catfishing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's no other term for it. She was legit catfishing.
Yep.
And we're not talking, like, the MTV series catfishing. Like, this is darker.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I was not expecting that. Of course, how she brought the involvement of her husband in on it. Like, that was... Oh.
That was wild.
I'm telling you. That's I think that's the part that's still, like... that part right there where he hit him. You know?
Yes.
I was like, no freaking way.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't believe it. And, like, he showed up there, you know, like, of all places. Because he was like, oh, well, you know, like, I told you... And only you, so this is how I know. And I was like,
"Well, he did. He
snap, my dude.
He added it up right. I mean, Nick's way, like that. Good thinking on his part, because that was him. You know, backtracking. I guess you could say, like, tracing your steps. Mm-hmm. And who would have known that information? Who would have? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, well done on his part, but unfortunately, not a good outcome.
No, definitely not. Feel bad.
Yep. And I think one big part of that too is that what got really weird about it is the whole fact of, okay, so you go in there and then you start seeing, like, these other women that were involved. They had conversations with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
There was that one girl from where was she from? Los Angeles or something like that?
Los Angeles, yeah.
And but the way that they played that off, like, she had meetings with her. Like, what was the whole thing? Like, okay, she met with them, like, they had affairs. And she even told the wife straight up, like, I had an affair with your husband.
Yes, you know? She did.
So, but what was that? Was that just dreams? Was that just you
think? That was just in her head, yeah. Because, like, do you remember when the kid met his, like, online friend, the girl?
Mm-hmm.
And they were at her house for the first time, and then they FaceTimed her.
Right.
And he got her to say that she never met Nick in real life.
But why say it in the beginning, though? You know, like, that's
real
what...
to her. Okay. I remember she was grieving also.
Right. Okay.
Makes you do strange things, man.
Psychological.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, it just got more interesting because, like I said, it was like, okay, now this person, now another one pops up of interest.
Yep.
There was the one guy's sister. And I can't think of his name. He was the one that actually did the kidnapping on Nick.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember...
His I can't name. Remember. Yeah, I can't remember his name, but I'll tell you
There's
what
so
he
many
played.
Characters.
He played a good role.
Yeah,
I think it was Simon.
Simon, I think
it was Simon. Yeah, I think it was Simon. So that was a good role. But I mean, he did the right thing in the end, was to let him go.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also did like Pia. I thought Pia was a good character.
Pia.
Yeah, I liked Pia.
Mm-hmm.
Spitfire. Doesn't give a shit, you know, do what I gotta do.
Yep.
You know? So I did like her character a lot. Obviously being the concerning sister, wanting to know.
Well, of course. How could you not want to know what happened, you know?
Yep. And even the detective, too. Rashan. Rashan was pretty good, too. I liked his character.
Me, too. He was a good dude.
The thing that got me in that series was that, you know, they looked down on him. Like, they didn't give him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously that came to a better ending for him, where it was like, yeah, man, you did this. You solved it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the detective that now, you know, he's the big shot. Give credit where credit's deserved.
Yeah, now he's the full-fledged, like, detective, which is great.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good series. You're right. 100%.
Yeah, I thought, like, especially, like, the end, like, if you want to watch something that's, like, you know, like, drop your mouth ending. Yeah, that's definitely one to take a look at, you know?
I guess the only thing I want to add to it is that I don't understand. I mean, for being the number one series on Netflix and getting so much hype, well, now it's not the number one. Right. It was. But it shows that 88% of the viewers like the TV show. That was based on Google's survey, Google users.
Okay.
IMDb rated it, not bad, 7.3 out of 10. I always say anything 7 or above is good.
Yeah.
But Rotten Tomatoes, 58%.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to, it's hard to please the critics, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
They pick out every little detail.
Interesting.
But yeah. All right, so Jen, I think this would be a good point for us to take a break.
Yeah, so let's take a break, guys, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back from break, and we are going to keep it rolling with another review of a popular Netflix show.
We are.
So we're going to start back with the show that is currently trending number one on Netflix, which is Squid Game.
Okay.
So I know you told me that you really like this one.
I did. I do. I'm still watching it.
Yeah, like, I am only, I don't know, I think I'm a little bit behind where you are.
Okay.
But I put it on, and, like, I don't, like, hate it, but, like, I don't love it as much as, like, some other things that I've watched.
Okay, that's respectful.
So, essentially, this Squid Game is kind of like, it's got, like, a Hunger Games feel to it, at least to me, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of feels like the Hunger Games, but with, like, dirtbag people. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. 100%.
So, like, I guess, like, the whole thing, like, I don't like the way that the characters were portrayed in, like, the beginning. So, like, the first episode is, like, you have this, like, deadbeat dad, essentially.
Right.
And, like, I don't know, it just bothers me. I don't know why it does, but, like, it just bothers me that, like, this guy essentially, like, will do anything for money except get, like, a real job.
Right, right.
I don't know why, but I think that's, like, what's, like, kind of tripping me up about, like, the whole thing. Because, like, going down some of the episodes, like, now we have a cop that has infiltrated the game.
Right.
So, like, I feel like that might take an interesting spin at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's literally just like the Hunger Games. So, like, you go into this, like, arena and you play the games and you play by the rules. And if you don't, then you get killed.
Yep.
So, one of the last things that I just saw was they also started, like, at night, like, or during the downtime when you're not playing the games every day.
Right.
The players started attacking each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, wild because they're just creating this, like, unlawful society within this, like, little bubble.
Yeah.
And, like, there's still, like, you know, like, one person is, like, the supreme leader, if you will.
Right.
Like, we've seen him or her. I think it's a him, though.
I would think. I know who you're talking about. I mean, the name's
with the black mask. Like,
he
wears the all black.
Yep.
So, I don't know. There's, like, game facilitators that are in red, and they have different shapes on their masks, and I don't know.
Not gonna lie. Like, you know what I thought of instantly? Like, where we have, like, these square circles and triangles.
The PlayStation.
Yep.
Controller. Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? Like, that's exactly what I thought of, like, the PlayStation controller. Uh-huh. And I'm just waiting to see who's got the X on their face.
Yep.
You know?
I agree with you.
But it's a very good pop culture reference. Like, I like that you mentioned that, like, right out of the gate, that it does have the Hunters, the Hunger Games. Not the Hunters Games.
The Hunger Games.
It's got that vibe, 100%. You know, like you said, you go in there, it's a competition, you play the game of the rules. If you don't, then obviously something's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because backtracking, like when we were talking about Venom 2, Woody Harrelson, Hunger Games, how weird is that Squid Game comes up on her?
Yeah.
You know? So there's a little pop culture connection. But no, I am. Here's why I really like it. Number one, I just love the fact of, like, I love the story. All right, like, there's it's like one of those shows that's like, once I watch one episode, I got to see what happens in the next.
Okay.
So it's just like one of those. It's one of those things where it's, you know, almost like if I go back into Stranger Things. Now, obviously, I will say Stranger Things is 100, maybe a million times better.
Yes.
Than I this agree. Series, but it was just like my notion towards Stranger Things. Once I watched an episode, I literally just thirsted for more.
Okay.
So the Squid Game also did the same thing for me. I had to keep going. And not only that, though, I don't know. I just like the setting of it. I like the fact that it's taking place in Korea. I know some people, they're probably thinking like, okay, you know, I'm not into that because they're thinking, okay, maybe foreign films, foreign TV. Sometimes that kind of does turn people off because, well, you know, dumb. Reading it's not subtitles. Right.
Yeah.
It is. But if you are one that likes that, you could actually turn on the language and have sure the subtitles can. Present. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't do that.
I'm watching the dubbed version.
Me too. I'm watching the dubbed version. Mm-hmm. So that's why I bring it up, that if you want to, you could convert that over. No problem. But I guess I like the story because it keeps me going to know, like, I want to know what happens here. Like, I want to know what the end result is going to be.
Yeah.
And like you said in that first episode, I hated the main character. And even right now, I still do, because what type of person is this going to change you to be when you get out of here? If you get out.
Right.
That's
a really good point.
Like, the one person that I'm feeling bad for the whole entire time that this Squid Game is going on is the daughter.
Me too.
Exactly. 100%. We are so dead on tonight. It's not even funny.
Yes. Me too.
So I'm glad that we have that going. I'm glad that we have that understanding, because I just finished episode 5. I think you're halfway through it, right?
Yeah.
So we're like real close. We know what's happening, and we're probably going to finish this right around the same time. But our thoughts are not going to change. Our direction's not going to change. Right now, we're only thinking about one person, you know?
Yes.
And the other thing that I wanted to point out too with this Netflix series is it's a little bit different than other ones that I've watched. You know, like I just feel like there's a lot of similarity in shows that they produce anymore. This one is kind of out of left field, and I think that's why it's attracting me to watch more and wanting to learn more. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it sure does. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like it. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, the character development's pretty good around it. I mean, we're getting backstory out of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that other thing that you mentioned about, like, how there's, like, that societal breakdown, you know, at night. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like a purge. Like,
yeah.
You know, watch out because you could be next. You know,
yeah, it's definitely
there's no laws in here protecting
vibes.
You. Yep. So that's kind of interesting, too, because I would think that, like, for how these games are ran, you know, your players are your most valuable pawns,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't know. I mean, I thought, listen, if everybody was worth the dollar out of this big pot, you know, would you really have allowed that? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of people, like, they have... And I don't even know where it's going to go, but I kind of have a feeling like the rich and the wealthy are going to sip champagne and literally watch these games. Because, like, wasn't that like in the Hunger Games where, like, people in society, like the rich, the famous, wealthy, weren't
in
they
the
watching
capital.
Them?
Yeah.
Right. They were watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is that going to happen in this?
I don't know.
You know? I just have that vibe. Like, I feel like where they are, we don't even know their location. That's the funny thing. We know that it's like in an isolation, looked like an island. And
yeah.
I just have that feeling that a helicopter's going to swoop right down and drop off a bunch of rich people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my prediction. I want everybody to know that right now. Okay? You heard it here.
That's
my prediction. Okay.
But
yeah, enough with the Squid Games. I think that's pretty good. I think we can move on to the next topic. What do you think?
All right. So this, and like, I'm really disappointed that like we're going to have to talk about this on the podcast because you don't have Instagram.
No, I don't.
So Let me grab a drink here.
Help me out here.
So over the past, like, I don't know if it's like 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. South Park has been posting, I think it's been like the last like 2 weeks, I think. South Park has been posting kind of like a March Madness style type of fight. So they picked 64 of like their greatest like all-time episodes. Mm-hmm. And like you had to go on Instagram and like vote for like your favorites.
Right.
And like, I'm not gonna lie, I am quite upset by some of these choices. Like, I don't know if you people are watching the same episodes that I'm watching, mm-hmm. but to have like some things beat out others is crazy to me.
Okay.
So like, so what I want to do is I want to list some episodes and see. Yeah, which
I was gonna
one,
say,
like,
could you give us examples?
Yeah. So like to see what like you pick would pick. So like here. So like this one.
Okay.
This was, now, like, I'm just going to go by, I don't know, like, how much time? All right, so I'm just going to go, like, the last, like, 2 rounds that we had. So okay. We have Make Love Not Warcraft and Christian Rock Hard, which is your pick.
Okay. So between those two episodes, I would go with the Warcraft.
Me too. Episode. So that one won. Mm-hmm. So then we have Butters Bottom Bitch and Night of the Living Homeless.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Okay.
That's a tough one because I actually could laugh at both of those and enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go after Night of the Living Homeless.
See, I'm the other way. Butters Bottom Bitch.
Okay.
So Butters Bottom Bitch advanced.
Then, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Fish Sticks and Good Times with Weapons.
Okay. Oh man, that's a tough one. That's another tough one. Okay, okay. But I gotta go with Fun with Weapons.
Me too. Good Times with Weapons. Yeah, I love that one so much.
Come on now, I mean.
The stars.
I am Boat Rock. All
right, so this one I felt like was a extremely easy choice here. So it was the Imagination Land series and Casa Bonita.
Oh. Now, I like both. I do. Yeah?
Well, which one do you like more? You gotta choose.
Casa Bonita.
It lost to Imagination Land. I don't know. And, like, all the comments on, like, this round, it's like, RIP Casa Bonita, justice for Casa Bonita. Like, that's all the comments are. Casa Bonita is way better. So, I don't know what the hell people were talking about here. But Imagination Land advanced.
So oh my god.
On the other one, this is also another one now, that I can't believe lost.
Real quick, you do know this. Like, I'm only bringing this up because, again, pop culture at its best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about Casa Bonita, you know, the episode of South Park. You do know that it's South real. Park creators, you're right, it is real.
Yeah.
They are, the South Park creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, are buying Casa Bonita.
Oh shit, are they really?
Yes. Nice. It was actually
good for them.
I don't know the date. It was in August, so it was of this year too.
Okay.
And I don't know if they put out a stream or something like that, but point being, yeah, they're buying it.
Nice.
They're buying it.
All right. Well, I hope they franchise that and everybody gets one.
Right. Like there'll be a Casa Bonita here in Scranton.
All right, that would be ideal, but now I got to give you the right side of the bracket here.
Okay, okay.
So this one was also an upset for me because it's a clear choice of which one I'm going to choose. I understand this one's a hard decision, but like, it was Scott Tenorman Must Die,
okay,
versus the Coon and Friends Saga.
Oh man, do you want me to pick first?
Yeah, you choose first.
I have to go with Scott Tenorman.
See, I have to go with Cocoon and Friends because those are like some of my favorite episodes. So Scott Tenorman did win. That advanced. I mean,
that's classic.
So
that
this one, classic. Our next set here, Cartman Gets an Anal Probe, which is the pilot, okay, right?
Isn't that the pilot? Yep.
Versus Osimo.
Okay. I go with Osimo.
See, I would have chosen Cartman Gets an Anal Probe, and Osimo won. So I thought that was an upset, at least in my eyes.
Okay. I mean, I love it. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, hey, first episode never dies, right?
Yes.
And it's classic, but I mean, I guess just to look for a little bit more laugh out of it. Like, yeah. Osimo, like, the way that Cartman goes about it and, uh-huh. you know, like, like Butters yeah. and everything, believing that it's a robot. My robot friend. my robot friend.
Yes, that's the song. So then we move on to medicinal fried chicken versus the woodland critter Christmas.
Oh, man, the woodland critter Christmas is getting my vote.
No, see, I did medicinal fried chicken and medicinal fried chicken won.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based off Scarface.
A super hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So then our final bracket is the Black Friday trilogy versus okay. Towel-E.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tough
Easy
one.
Easy for me, but I can see how it could be tough.
Now, here's... I might get some lash out of this. Towel-E is like... I can only tolerate so much Towel.
Mm-hmm. I think Towel-E is the first episode that he was in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like... He's like Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars.
Oh, God. Don't open that can.
He kind of gets annoying to me.
Okay.
He does.
Well, I chose Black Friday trilogy hands down.
Well... That's where I would go. I'd go with the Black Friday trilogy.
All right. So the final eight episodes that they've got pinned against each other. So it's Make Love, Not Warcraft versus Imagination Land.
Mm-hmm.
Then Butter's Bottom Bitch versus Good Times with Weapons.
Okay.
Scott Tenorman Must Die versus mm-hmm. Osimo.
Okay.
Medicinal Fried Chicken versus the Black Friday trilogy.
Okay. So do you want to... go through them and say which ones are going to be winners?
I can for the next one, but we don't have the official South Park data yet.
Okay, so we got to wait on that then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, my picks would have been Make Love, Not Warcraft, Good uh-huh. Times with Weapons.
Okay.
Scott Tenorman Must Die, and the Black Friday Trilogy.
Okay. I think we're actually on the same boat there.
But, like, how are you going to choose between... Make Love, Not Warcraft, and Good Times with Weapons.
It is. That's almost an
impossible choice. Like, Scott Tenorman versus Black Friday, I feel like is a little more easier for me because I'm going to go with the Black Friday trilogy.
I guess what it's going to come down to in the bracket is, what are you more in the mood to watch
yeah.
and see?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not so much like going back and saying, yeah, I remember these episodes. Yeah, I remember these episodes. Like, I guess, like, the way that they might be doing this is that if you wanted to see these episodes now, which one do you want to see? Maybe yeah. you didn't see one in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that I could kind of come to, you know?
So, like, they had some, I don't know if we want to call them honorable mentions, but they picked some really good episodes, like Chin Pokemon.
Oh, that was good.
Cartman Land, Cream Freesh, Raisins.
Oh, Raisins was good.
Meet the Jeffersons.
Oh, I love that episode. That is one of my favorites.
Yep, that one lost right out the bat to Towel-E.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that.
Yep. Let's see what else. What other good ones were on here? The Return of Chef. Lyscapades. I love that one.
Lyscapades is funny. Kelly, we got to go higher.
Yes.
Do it for the baby.
let's see. I love the. Remember when they call yeah. that kid that the dog training guy for Cartman?
Yeah.
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 I love
yeah.
that one.
The dog whisperer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's see what else. Ginger Kids, Man Bear Pig.
Oh, man,
all good things. All good things.
Man Bear Pig. Classic. Yes. Classic.
Like, so, like, I'm looking at the list and like some of these are just so like classic. So like I guess we'll have to update you guys and let you know.
Was The Day After Tomorrow on there?
No.
The one where they wrecked the beaver dam?
No, it's not.
And it flooded Beaverton?
No, it's not.
Oh man, that was a good one too.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. How about The Ladder to Heaven?
Let's see.
Where were you when they built that ladder to heaven?
Is that Kenny Dies?
Yes.
Yeah, that's on there. But that lost right out of the gate to Guitar Quiero.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Cartman Sucks is on here. Crack Baby Athletic Association.
Oh, my God. That's mm-hmm. that's a, oh, my God. That's mm-hmm. funny.
Yep. Margaritaville.
Ah, the Margaritaville maker.
Yes. Cartman's mom is a dirty slut.
That's a good one.
Yep. Like, so many of these are good. But, like, if I had to choose, like, I don't know if I have a... Well, I guess we're going to find out what everybody's, like, favorite epic episode is. But if I had to choose between these eight, like, what is my... What my winner would be? I think... I don't know, because I love the Warcraft episode, but I also love Good Times with Weapons. Like, I feel like those are my top two, and then Black Friday is going to come in three for me.
I would put it down to these two. It'd be the Warcraft episode and Scott Tergman.
Okay, so they're on opposing sides, so that could actually win.
So that's what I would want to see.
Two of my favorite episodes are on the same side, so one of them is going to lose.
Oh.
So, like, Make Love Not Warcraft and Good Times with Weapons. Like, if I had to guess, I feel like that's what is going to move on to, like, the next level on the left side here. And then the right side, I have a feeling that it's going to be Scott Tenorman and the Black Friday trilogy.
Going back to previous topics, was the... Because we talked about Dog the Bounty Hunter. Was the Hallmonger episode on there?
No, it's not.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Because I know we referenced it in the beginning.
We did. That's why we chose that. Because it tied in with South Park and the dog.
That's good. That was a good topic tonight there, Jen. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
Yep. So I know that you don't have Instagram, so I'll have to update you.
So what would we call that, though? Like, would we call that, like, the South Park bracket breakdown?
Yeah, like, on Instagram, it's South Park Epic Episodes.
Okay.
So it's just a battle.
Check into it, people. If you're South Park fans, you'll definitely like it.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, it's been all over Instagram for, like, I think 2 weeks now. So, like, I've been going on, and it's in the stories. So, like, you go on and then you vote every day. Like, they put a new bracket out.
Kind of funny. I wonder if they had it on Facebook, too. I mean, because I know that they're active on Facebook.
I'm not sure, because I don't know if there's voting options on Facebook. Like, there's on Instagram, like, polls and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Found it on Instagram.
Well, we're just about to conclude. We're coming to the ending of our episode here. So that the last thing that we have is obviously Halloween movies this year.
Yeah.
We're just wrapping up with the Halloween talks. And, of course, I love it. This is my month. This is my season. I enjoy it. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the horror movie franchises, horror movies in general. Halloween movies, though, this year in October. What are some movies that you want to see? Like
me?
Yeah, like, what are some ones that stand out, like, you would want to watch?
Okay, so this is, like, stupid, but, like, I really enjoy the Hotel Transylvania movies.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to watch those, and I think there's a new one coming out.
We just talked about that at dinner, Lauren and I. We were literally, yeah, the Hotel Transylvania movies are pretty, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, those are perfect movies for the family, everybody to watch.
Yeah, I actually think did it come out already? Did it come out? I'm looking.
It might have. Was that the one with the summer vacation? Oh, or
no, so this is the fourth one. So the summer vacation was three. So they did another one, and it actually came out yesterday.
Oh, it did come out.
Yeah, in theaters only so far, of course, which, like, kind of makes me sad because I like to sit at home in my PJs and watch the new movies.
Nice.
So I'll have to look for that one.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's, you know, I was kind of browsing through some of the lists that people were releasing. I did see that some movies they are not playing this year. Like, so, for example, like, Freeform. Now, is this,
like, I was going to say, like, the Freeform 31 Nights of Halloween or whatever?
Yeah, and I know Sci-Fi has the same thing going on. Like, Sci-Fi last night, they actually had the Leprechaun movies playing.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, and they're probably getting those, you know, out of the system right now early so that they could lead into better things later in the days of the Halloween, you know, the October month and everything. That's my only thing I could think of, because rarely have I seen the Leprechaun movies air on any stations like AMC or anything like that. So I thought that was kind of weird. Well, not that I don't like them. I like them, but...
There's one that I watch religiously every year, which you know which one that is, right?
Like a horror movie in general?
Yes.
Well, I mean, besides the Michael Myers movies, right? Like, I would think that you probably watch, like...
Which one's my favorite?
Well, Freddy vs. Jason, yes! Right?
It's so stupid. I love it.
Oh, God. Hey, but...
I love it.
Oh, God. I hate it.
And then, like, can I, like, technically watch The Mummy again? Because it's, like, sure. You know? Like,
sure.
Any excuse to watch The Mummy and Brendan Fraser, I'm down well, for.
I think somebody actually has it on their watch list. I don't know if it's a multiple
copy owner of The Mummy. Come on.
No, but I think it might be on HBO Max or Hulu. Somebody has it on their stream.
But I own it in like DVD, probably on VHS. I've got it on the digital copy. Like I've got multiple copies to watch, Matt. I don't need it to be on a streaming.
Well, it's definitely suitable.
Mummy aficionado.
I know. Well, you're a Brendan Fraser aficionado. Yeah. So I mean, that's the best of both worlds.
Let's see.
But yeah, no, I think it's suitable. I'd put it on the list. I think it could add to the Halloween movies.
What's because AMC does Fear Fest, right?
They do Fear Fest. Yeah.
Do they release their schedule yet?
I believe they are doing the whole month of October now.
I know, but they usually release like what movies are playing when. Oh, I found it. Okay.
Yeah, they have their schedule out. I mean, you could definitely view it.
Oh, Ghost Ship! I love that one.
That's not a bad movie.
13 Ghosts. That's another one of my favorites. That's Tuesday night.
Definitely not bad. Like tonight, like I mean, I know we're recording here on Saturday. Like the Halloween movies are playing.
Yes.
So and it looks like Sunday they're doing the same thing. It's going to go right into like a Halloween movie marathon. So.
Monday, Ghost Ship is on. Tuesday, 13 Ghosts is on. Oh, Wednesday, The House of Wax.
Not bad. Wow. I like the original House of Wax. I'm not big on the Paris Hilton one.
Watch whatever.
Yeah, I know, but I if anybody ever saw, like, watch the original, because I think you'll get more of a respect for that one than you will the stupid one, I guess I want to say.
Let's see. Eight-Legged Freaks.
Okay. Actually, we talked about that at one point, right? I think we actually said, you know, why was that on a list at some point.
Well, they heard us, Matt. It's Wednesday the 13th at 9 a.m.
I mean, it looks like they even have some Stephen King going on here, too, in the Halloween marathon.
Yeah, I see that. Let's see.
Yep, Pet Sematary, Carrie, Christine. I believe Christine. Yeah, Christine is a...
Yo, is there no freaking Freddy vs. Jason on here?
I don't see it. Oh. Candyman, The Exorcist, Scream.
It's not.
It's kind of weird because I see all the Scream movies except Scream 3. And, well, even Scream 4, too. They don't have Scream 4 on here.
Oh, Final Destination. I love that.
They're not bad. I could watch those.
Yo, I will never drive behind a log truck, ever.
Knew that was
ever.
Coming.
Ever. It's ruined me.
How about tanning? Will you ever go tanning?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Okay. Roller coasters are okay, too?
Yep.
Okay. The Orphan, Creepshow, The Shining. That's awesome. I love that The Shining's on the list.
Yes.
Classic. The Hills Have Eyes, 13 Ghosts. Oh man, I love 13 Ghosts.
Me too. You know what? I saw this a couple years ago on, I don't know if it was on Tumblr, on Twitter, but somebody said that Netflix should make a show of 13 ghosts and go into the background of each ghost.
Ooh.
I would pay money to see that show.
I would too, actually.
Be amazing.
You know what movie I'm looking at here on the list? Like, I want to actually mention this because, well, I mean, Night of the Living Dead. I'm seeing that they have some of the movies, but what's really upsetting is that they don't have the original listed in here unless I'm missing it somewhere. But I like the fact that we have the Crazies on here.
Okay.
With Timothy Olyphant. That was actually a really good movie. That's something that I would actually recommend for people. Like, if you're looking at the list and you're looking at, what movies do I want to catch? Maybe something that you never saw. Definitely check that one out, The Crazies. My wife and I liked that. That was pretty good. I think it's like a town becomes infected. And I want to say it's through, like, a water supply. And what happens is that it makes them deranged and zombified, not zombie, like they're not like eating people's brains or anything like that, but they're just like holy moly, like, they it literally triggered the kill switch in people, like, okay, to go nuts, go crazy, you know? So that's one that I would definitely recommend.
Let's see.
But yeah, no, I think it's a good variety overall, though. It's a really good variety.
HBO Max.
Yep.
I think Freddy vs. Jason is on HBO Max.
I could see that. Probably is. I know the Nightmare on Elm Street movies are on HBO Max.
Oh, are they?
So if anybody wants to try and catch all Nightmare on Elm Street, definitely head over to HBO Max.
Nice. Let's see.
Friday the 13th, I believe, is on a different platform. I remember seeing it. I just can't remember which platform it was. But yeah, no, I think some Halloween movies that I want to, I really am looking forward to. Like, I just wish some station or somebody in streaming platform would release the Ernest movies. Because Ernest had a pretty good Halloween movie. A lot of people probably don't remember this one, God, but I'm going to mention it.
Sorry.
What, Ernest Scared Stupid?
No, I went to HBO Max and it's here.
Oh, okay. I
love this one too.
Yeah, I like that one too.
It's on HBO Max. Oh, Friday the 13th, they're on HBO Max. Here they
okay,
are.
They're on HBO Max too. So there so you go, Final guys. You heard it.
Okay. Good stuff.
Here. How about the Nightmare on Elm Streets? Are they there too?
Let's see.
They were on one of them. I verify it now. This is called fact check right now.
Yeah, they're all
there
here.
They are.
They're all here.
There we go.
Wow, guys. I think we should just get a
listen, HBO if there's Max. Any TV stations listening to us right now and they're you know, going through this episode, please air Ernest Scared Stupid. I want to hear some love on that. Like, come on, does anybody remember that movie?
So I don't really watch
those. Were Ernest and the kids beat the troll? They build a wicked cool treehouse out on old Lady Hackmore's land. Like, it was a cool story. It was a cool movie.
No, it looks like you got to purchase that one, Matt. Sorry.
Yep. So that's, I've purchased it many times on Xfinity.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, it comes up as Disney Entertainment.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, but why does it come up on Disney Plus?
I don't know. That's a good.
That's kind of like my question: where why won't they put Under Wraps on Disney Plus?
Speaking of Disney Plus, you know how we talked about that one episode about how Disney makes killer rides from their movies from their rides? Do you know what a ride I forgot to mention, which also had a killer movie attached to it? Probably, one of my favorite Disney original movies, like, growing up as a kid, was The Tower of Terror. And I didn't mention it. Kirsten Dunst was the little girl in the film.
I remember that now.
Yeah, it's not on Disney Plus.
Because, well, they want to make that now with Scarlett Johansson, but I don't know how that's going to go.
Oh, I doubt that. I don't think they've casted her out.
Which, by the way, they did come down to a settlement.
They did. I saw that.
Yeah, they did. So, if anybody's looking for the update on that, they did come up with a settlement. We're not going to go into the details, but you could look it up.
Yes.
All right. So Halloween movies, I think we covered that. How about some Halloween candy?
Oh, It says that it's moving forward. Sorry.
It is moving forward.
Yeah, because I just Googled to see where I could find the movie, and it's
so is she
nowhere.
Going to be in it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
It looks cool like beans. Things are going to be animus between the two parties for a long time. So, okay.
Interesting. Okay, good.
Let's see. Let me see. Yeah, they have amicably settled their lawsuit and will continue to working together on future projects, including Johansson's highly anticipated Tower of Terror movie. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. Nice is nice. Nice.
Nice. Okay. So, and amicably settled their differences.
Yep.
So,
So, can we go over to candy now?
Yeah, there's no new candy this year. I've looked.
That's pretty much what I wanted to come down to. Like, I go to a bunch of places just to look on the shelves and stuff like that. Went to Wegmans, went to Walmart, went to the dollar store. Nothing has appealed to me. Not like last year. Do you remember where we had like those really cool Kit Kats and the zombie Skittles? Yep. Yeah, like, there's nothing appealing out there on the shelf. So, there, and the reason we bring this up is we're not going to have a taste test for candy this year. However, being that it is Halloween, we do want to have some type of taste test. And we're going to actually do the chip challenge on...
We are the One Chip Challenge.
The podcast. The One Chip Challenge.
Yes.
So, I am looking forward to it. We do have our chips ordered. Hopefully, they'll be here by the 25th of October.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I have ordered 3 chips. So, and Zach, if you're listening to this episode, you are going to be summoned Yes, you are summoned to complete the One Chip Challenge, my friend. So, that's very important. All right, so yeah, the Chip Challenge will take place. We are going to do it. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I've seen videos of it. I don't know how it compares to previous years of the Chip Challenge. People have contemplated redoing it with the later years because people are saying the comparison of the chip doesn't match to the original, but it's still wicked hot.
It's still wicked hot.
It's still wicked hot.
Okay.
So you see what I did there? Wicked witch, wicked hot. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So the Chip Challenge will take place. Also, 2 things this month. We are going to give away a loot crate. We are going to give a loot crate out at the end of the month. And also what we're going to do is we're going to have the Jack-O-Lantern contest. So here's the details, all right? Announcements, everybody. Same rules apply like last year, okay? You carve a Jack-O-Lantern, okay? And I know, like, this is going to go into question. Like, is it traditional face? Could we just carve, I don't know, maybe some ships, some cats? We are keeping it at a carving contest, okay? Now, this doesn't mean the 3D effect where you carve the outside of it, but we are allowing all jack-o'-lanterns. Anything that you want, it's got to be carved, obviously, to the internal aspect so that you could put a candle or some type of lighting inside the jack-o'-lantern so that it lights. However, I am more of a big fan of the traditional face. I love detail. I like faces. I like how people come up with some kooky designs out there and some scary stuff. So just keep that in mind. A traditional jack-o'-lantern will always earn, like, it'll always hit better to me, you know? But Jen, I mean, I think that would be the good change up here. I think allowing everybody to kind of carve something, I think that's a good spend this year. Because yeah. I know we were kind of strict with that last year.
We were.
So, yes, get ready to carve your jack-o'-lanterns. It could be anything. Cash prize.
Yeah, what's the whatever.
What is the winner walking away with? Well, we do have a gracious download. A gracious donor. And again, it's not 100% official, but it will be in the next week. But our giveaway and our prize to the best jack-o'-lantern will be, ready for it?
Yes.
$150.
Wow.
Yes, $150.
Nice.
So you carve a pumpkin, you win, you become the first place winner, you're walking away with $150.
That's nice.
Yes. I know. Listen, we can only do so much. You know, we're not the Joe Rogan show over here. We're, you know, like, or the Pat McAfee. We're the Garlic Jar podcast show. We're on limited budget. So 150 though, that's 150 that you don't have in your pocket.
Yeah.
And what does it cost to get a pumpkin? I mean, you could go to a grocery store, go the cheap route, or like me, I'm going to go to the pumpkin patch and do it. And also part of the rule is that we cannot participate in it. However, we will judge.
I'm still carving one.
Yep. Oh, I'm still carving one too, but I can't enter it. Yeah. So that's the Jack-O-Lantern contest. Those are the details. Jen, do we have anything else to wrap up before we leave?
No, that's pretty much sums it up. So stick with us, guys. We will be, doing some fun things over the next few weeks. And get ready for a nice big
Halloween nice big agenda
contest. Yeah. If there's any content that you want us to go over, please feel free to shoot us an email, send us a message, call, text, you know, whatever form of communication you prefer. And everybody have a safe month. leading up to Matt's favorite holiday.
Absolutely.
And yeah, everybody have a great night.
Have a great night, guys. Okay, at least that dog that trained with a high class, a piccolo.